Any chance they set Eric Swalwell up? Nah. The insiders in the party definitely brought the hammer down once the allegations started coming out. But no, the allegations against him have been brewing for quite a while, and they seem to be pretty well corroborated. I don't think that's true at all. Is Swalwell a pedophile or just a regular rapist? Well, he's a Zionist, so he's a pedophile definitionally, though he's only committed rape against adults that we know of. He has ended his campaign, and he is removing him. Jesus Christ, he's removing himself from Congress. I'm aware of efforts to bring an immediate expulsion vote against me and other members. Expelling anyone in Congress without due process within days of an allegation being made is wrong, but it's also wrong for my constituents to have me distracted from my duties. Jesus Christ, man, what a fucking bitch. Have you all? I'm leaving because I want to, not because you're making me. This is fucked up what all of you are doing right now. This really sucks when you consider he's one of the few who aren't fucking ancient. Yep, he's got enough youth and vigor to rape people. That's true. I wonder if his absence means that the Republicans are going to go after Gonzalez now. The reason Republicans didn't go after Gonzalez with their censuring or even voting out of the of Congress was because they didn't want to challenge the majority that the Democrats might potentially get, or like getting closer to it. There might be a quid pro quo here. Stop touching your eye, dumbass. It itches. I'll believe it when I see it. Yeah. Maybe you have an eyelash. I think I have several, actually, in my opinion. This is the video discussing his withdrawal from the
We have
race.
breaking news just in.
But what about
Congressman
him
Eric
resigning?
Swalwell is suspending his campaign for California governor as he faces allegations of sexual assault. He made the announcement minutes ago on X, writing, quote, "I am suspending my campaign for governor. To my family, staff, friends, and supporters, I'm deeply sorry for mistakes and judgment I've made in my past. I will fight the serious false allegations that have been made, but that's my fight, not a campaign's." Well, clearly, the bottom fell out,
Right.
and it was unsustainable for
Yeah, his
him.
post was only 20 minutes ago. I actually don't know if there's going to be any video news available on the subject at the moment.
To stay in the race, but he's motioning, he's staying in Congress, and he is going to fight these allegations.
Yeah, and we've been hearing from, I think,
Well.
a lot of Democrats who have talked about the importance of walking the talk, right? And I think there has been like a sea change in this country about believing victims. And, you know, Eric Swalwell has even himself come out in the past and talked about the importance of believing victims when they come forward with their stories. And I think given the context of what has happened in this country around the Epstein files and the seriousness of the allegations and the leaders of the Democratic Party who've called on him to step aside, there was no way for him to sustain this campaign. And I think it'll be very interesting again because you have a president in this country who has been accused of, sexual misconduct for years.
Okay, we're yammering a bit here. He's a rapist and that's bad. The House Ethics Committee just a couple of hours ago moved to investigate him, which I think is what prompted him to leave.
Joining us, MSNBC senior legal reporter Lisa Rubin and former Ohio State Senator and former co-chair of the Bernie Sanders campaign, Nina Turner. Let's talk about the allegations against Swalwell first.
Sure.
Pretty serious stuff.
They are very serious allegations. And now, Katie, not only do we have the Manhattan DA's office confirming that they have opened.
They want to remove all four with one vote. Who are the four? We have Swalwell and Gonzalez. Let's see. Let's see. Do, 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 do. Which four? Four more removals. If they proceed with all four, which four? Why aren't they saying all four? What's the point of writing this article if you're not going to say which four people are being expelled? We still haven't said which four. There's one of them, Eric Swalwell. Okay, here. Jesus Christ. No, wait. These are historical expulsions. Here. Fuck. All the way at the bottom of the article. Gee, it's like getting a fucking recipe off the internet. When I was five, my grandma used to. Rep. Sheila McCormick, Health Ethics Committee, dozens of ethic violations, da da da. Tony Gonzalez, and Corey Mills, former girlfriend, threatening to release explicit images of her after they broke up. Protective order against Mills. Okay, gotcha. So in total, we have three rapists and one money juggler. We got a person who fondles the money here. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Okay, cool. Four people in one swift motion. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
And he's always brushed it off. And I think it's always been important for Democrats that they walk the talk and they actually back up when they say the importance of believing.
open an investigation, but I have a statement from a spokesperson for Alameda County who has said that they are looking into whether any of the allegations that are made in the Chronicle's reporting and CNN's reporting occurred within Alameda County. To the extent that they find that they are, they have essentially said that they are open to the idea of an investigation within their jurisdiction as well.
That's a lot. It's a lot for one congressman who is on his way up, certainly. The California governor's race that he's done with.
Well, he did rape people, which I think is bad.
At the expulsion from Congress could be next. What about these other lawmakers who are currently facing investigation or who have already been investigated?
They can't really do the expulsion of all four at once now because one of them has already stepped down. I wonder if that's going to prompt any of the other three to step down.
Yeah, well, let's start with Congresswoman Sherfalus Mills, because I think she is the one who, from a legal perspective, has been in the most trouble so far. She is under federal indictment for allegedly embezzling FEMA funds, $5 million worth, but also has already been investigated by the House Ethics Committee. There was already a hearing. She would then progress to a trial in the Ethics Committee itself about her expulsion. That seems like it may be shortcut by this idea that some members have generated to put expulsion motions on the floor for a full vote by the House before the Ethics Committee could ever reach that decision by itself.
So, Nita, talking about politics here on this, this only does add fuel to the fire that's out there of folks who say they're all corrupt. I don't like the way,
yeah, a little,
the way this government works. You can't trust any of them.
Well, some of them are, Katie. I wouldn't say all of them are, but some of them are. I mean, human nature. But certainly we hold politicians and preachers, those types of people, to a higher standard, and that in is the challenge. I'm glad to see the Democrats stand up this time. There have been times where they haven't stood up. This is swift. If there's going to be spring cleaning, now is the time to do it. Clean the house of each and every one of them. Let them have their due in terms of the committees that investigate. Certainly some of the allegations that are against Congressman Sawwell will happen in a court of law, possibly. And so that will may happen as well. But it is time. I want people to take heart, though. Just because some of these people are corrupt does not mean all elected officials are corrupt. But let this be a lesson to each and every one of them, that they don't have two or three different sets of rules.
Axios.
I mean, you can all insider trade up there in Congress, I guess. More Swalwell news tomorrow. What more news could there possibly be? Oh, another accuser? Oh my God, man. Damn. I wonder if that's why he decided to resign. He was like, fuck, I need to get the fuck out of here. And this is a public announcement from an accuser too, right? Not just filtering it through CNN. Jesus Christ. That's really good nuts. I'm really happy to hear that. Excuse me. Never just one with these freaks? No. That's the reason they seek power. It might actually have been. This was announced 30 minutes before he resigned. Well, I hope they still get rid of those other three, you know?